Blog Talk Radio.
Looking back on memory of the dance we shared, the stars for a moment, all the world was right. How could I have known you'd ever say goodbye? And that, glad I didn't know where it all would end, where it all would go. Our lives are better left to change. I could have missed the bank, but I'd have had to miss the day. Holding you, I held everything for a moment. Wasn't I here? If I'd only known how the king would fall, he used to say, I might have changed it all. And now I'm glad I didn't know where it all would end, where it all would go. Our lives are better left to change. I could have missed the bank, but I don't have to hear the day. Yes, my life is better left to change. I could have missed the pain, but I don't have to hear the day.
And welcome everybody to Journey into the Light Spiritual Radio. I am your host, Michael Long. We have Amitam is here, and she'll be channeling Oceana and the 24 enlightened spirits and be taking your phone calls. That's right, your phone calls. Any question you have that you want to get a direct message from the enlightened spirit of Oceana, and that is... someone said that question about being short music. That's the full music. It's a great opportunity to get a direct message from an enlightened spirit. Not, you know, as far as this is so great. So we're going to be taking your calls, 347-884-8245. Make sure you press the 1 on your phone if you have a question. So we don't miss your call. Press the 1 on your phone. The reason I played that song, The Dance, is because I love that song because of the meaning of it. Because the words, if you listen closely, sometimes people are afraid to I had one person recently said they were afraid to get involved in a relationship because they were afraid of getting hurt again, like they have in their previous relationship. And I told them, I said, you know, it's like that song I just played, The Dance. If you didn't take the chance to find love and all the that goes with it, just because you're afraid, Just think of all that you would have missed out on. And I think, you know, my life of being married now 30 years, and all the joys that I have experienced, and the birth of my twins, and Nick and Holly, the love of my life, and just the all the memories I have. It just so relates to that song. If I would have been afraid to take that chance, to take that, I would have missed that dance. And was it worth it? Yes, it was worth it. And if the day comes, you know, where my wife, who's ill with lupus, is no longer with me, you know, the day will be obviously, you know, painful, sad, but would it have been worth it? You're darn right. It was worth it. And I would do it again. So, and I know my wife would say the same. So, those are things, just, I thought it'd be great to point out to the listeners, and I hope people can relate to that. Okay, so we're going to be taking your calls here for Alma Tom. She's going to be channeling Oceana, and the topic for today that Oceana is going to be speaking about is the love and light of the divine. So that is going to be great. And I'll give out the phone number one more time to the folks out there, 347-884-8245. Any question you may have that you would want an answer from Oceana, call and then press the 1 on your phone. Okay? So let's bring on Alma Tom to the show. Welcome back, Alma Tom.
Hi, Michael. It's nice to hear you. And the topic tonight is... I've come to share the love and light of the divine with all of you. And that's what Oceana gave me to tell everyone that they've come here to help. And they're very beautiful. And I hope everybody gets their answers tonight. Okay? So I'm going to bring Oceana in right now. Hold on.
Okay.
All right. All right, we are here and we are Oceana. We have been coming here for quite a while now. I've understood many things of your place, and I'm here to help you. I'm here to open your heart and know that you are love yourself, and that the divine loves you, and all the beings from our planet and other planets are very excited about your world and about the raising of your consciousness and your love and your light to each other and for yourselves. So that is why we are here, Michael.
Beautiful. Beautiful. That is, I love that. And do you, is there anything else, Oceana, you want to share, or do you want to go to callers?
I think I really want to share that I'm here to help and send love and actually kind of connect our world with your world. So there is other planets, you know, that have people on them, and we are so lucky to be able to connect with your world, and we love the way your world is raising its consciousness and its love and its light to each other. So this show is very beautiful, and we're very happy to be on it and to be a part of your whole thing. So that's very special for us. Thank you.
Okay, well, great, beautiful. So why don't we bring in some callers here for you, Oceana, and see what their questions are. How about that?
That's wonderful. I am here
okay.
for you guys.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Thank you very much. Okay.
You know, I'm learning your language, Michael. I'm learning your language. I have to learn it and practice it.
Okay.
Okay.
Appreciate it. not be the easiest. I try. Let's go to area code 206. Welcome. Can we get your first name and where you're calling from?
Hi, this is Angela. I'm calling from North Carolina. Thank you for taking my call.
All right, Angela. This is Oceana. We have come here to meet new beautiful people and here to help in any way that we can. And how can we do that for you, dear one?
Thank you. I was wondering if you can see my inner light and if there's anything I need to know as I continue on my path.
Can you say that again? You cut out a little bit.
Anything that I need to know as I continue on my path?
Yes. Okay. So what I feel with you is as you keep meditating and keep going in and keep allowing yourself to connect with the divine, this is very important if you can do that every day. And I suggest if you are a meditator and you are working to raise your vibration and be connected with all there is and all that shall ever be. And many people on your earth are raising the vibration with love, peace, and harmony. And so as you go in and meditate and go inside and meditate every day, you are changing the vibration in your body and allowing your heart and your being and your love to rise, which will help your family and friends as you become more awakened through your meditation. And if you have a teacher that is a beautiful teacher, I suggest you go to a group where you meditate together every week. And I also see that your heart is very kind and very loving, and you've cared for people for a long time. You're doing a good job, and the divine honors everyone that raises their vibration and also really cares for the people they love. I know that you do that.
Yes, I just went through a year of really working on healing myself and opening my heart, and I'm getting closer and closer. I can feel it to really, really expressing my love very
you
freely.
You know, I saw that right away when I heard your voice. I heard that there was a softness and also an understanding and a power within you to continue to grow, to continue to meditate, and continue to go inside and raise your soul into a beautiful vibration of love and understanding of other people's problems. You are doing really good with that, and understanding and helping, and also forgiving. I see that tremendously in you. That's beautiful, dear one. That's beautiful.
It was difficult because with my mother and stuff, like my past with my mother. But you know what? It's worth it. It's so worth it.
Yeah, then you can forgive. You know, it finishes the relationship, and that means you've finished and it's over, and you can let it go, still loving and all that, and you won't have to go through those lessons again. Isn't that a great thing?
Yes, it is. It's beautiful.
Have I answered your questions, dear one?
You have. You have. Thank you so much.
It was very nice to speak with you. You have a beautiful vibration, and you're doing really well in your upliftment and your love for family and friends. It's very beautiful. You're doing a good job, dear one.
I'm working I'll be going back to work as a nurse, but I'd like to transition over into a different kind of healing work. I haven't really quite figured it out. I'm feeling that it's going to come to me. It's going to come to me one day, but I'm not quite sure yet.
One of the things I suggest for you is to start a meditation group. What about that idea? And gather.
I've actually thought about that.
No, that's what I see you doing. You'll start with having a meditation group with people, maybe three or four, but it will build. And as each person opens up their heart and it gets to know you, you just do a beautiful visualization. And if you don't have one yourself, you find one you love and that you play it and they go into meditation. I think you'll be a great teacher.
Yeah, and I was thinking like a lot of like movement, music, like utilizing all that, color, movement, music. I've been thinking about this.
Yes, because people in, you know, beginning, they can't just sit and meditate. You get them up dancing, you get them up moving, and they relax, and then they sit, and then you do a beautiful visualization and put on soft, beautiful meditation music, okay? It will be very successful.
Awesome. Great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Okay. Bye.
Bye.
Okay, thanks for your call there. We appreciate it. And just to point out that you can contact Oceana as far as through Amatam to set up private sessions. And they do set those up and they do record them. So they will send the recording to you. And the contact information is listed right here on the show page, folks. Let me give out a little bit of the information, but it's right here. You can't miss it if you go right to this show. The phone number, which may be easier for you to write down, listeners, is 808-345-5162. 808-345-5162. And the website is oceanalightfoundation.org. OceanaLightFoundation.org is the website. But there you go there. And let's go to our next caller here on the radio show. Let's go out to San Francisco. And Anne, welcome to the show.
Hi, thank you.
Hello.
What is your name, dear one?
My name is Anne.
Hello, Anne. How can we help you? We are very excited to meet all you beautiful people.
I am interested in changing my career, and I know my gift is with helping people, but if any area that you, I'd like to work with children, and I'd like to work in a more creative atmosphere. I've worked before with nonprofits, but I'm looking for something different.
So you would like to work with children, right?
And creativity.
And creativity, art, and that kind of thing.
Yeah.
What I suggest is you gather a meditation group, you know, on your own. You know, let people make a flyer, say you want to have a meditation evening. Then you talk to the people and let them know if you would like to also help the children's. And also to help the work of meditating for children and as the people you gather. As they meditate, they become more relaxed. You get beautiful music and you close your eyes and you just let the divine move through you and you will give a beautiful meditation to people. And then maybe something else can help it happen with other people. Does that sound right?
No, not really.
You don't want to work with the people?
No, I don't want to have a meditation group with people.
What would you like to do then exactly?
Work directly with children.
Oh, that's fine. So then you can bring you set up a special group that is for playing and sitting and dancing and helping the children together, and you set up and you advertise it and bring maybe one or two helpers to help the children learn to play and dance and sing and all those beautiful things, and I think that would be great. Now, are you a teacher?
I don't have any certification, no.
Uh-huh. So that is how it would come together. You would have to get to know the parents and say that you are doing this work with people, children's, with drawing and dancing and singing. Kind of thing is what you want to do with them, right?
Yeah, that's what I'm calling about, too, if you see that.
I see it's possible, but I think you might have to have a helper that brings children together. You may have to have some kind of couple of people helping with children and dancing and singing and that kind of thing, and you have to put it out to the world what you do and meet the parents and all of that. I don't know about if you have to have special things to work with children. I don't know if your world does that or not.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it depends. If you teach in a formal school, you have to, but not really with just classes.
Beautiful. Then you can do the advertising around and say that this is what you're doing with children, the classes and different things like that, and put it out to the world, because I'm sure the children and the parents would really love to have that happen, you know, so that they are dancing and singing and really get lots of love from you and your helpers. And I can see that your heart is beautiful and you would really love doing this. It just takes a little time to put it together.
Okay, thank you.
All right, you're welcome. I hope I answered your question.
Yes, thank you.
All right, dear one.
Okay, thanks for your call there, Anne. We appreciate that. And let's go next to, we're going to go to Virginia, and let's bring in Teresa to the show. Welcome, Teresa.
Hi. Hello, how are you?
Hello, Teresa. This is Oshana.
Hi, how are you?
I'm wondrous. I love
That's
coming
good.
Here to your world.
That's good. That's good. So I'm calling because I have some health issues and I just need to know what my prognosis is.
What are your issues?
I have just recently gotten out of the hospital. I have DVTs in my left leg, and I have a massive pulmonary embolism in my right lung. And my road to recovery is going to be long, and I have a lot going on. And I experienced some bad things in the hospital, and I'm not sure who to trust to care for me.
What I do suggest for you is I would, because so much is happening for you, that you find someone you really feel good with and trust. First, a person that you can speak to about your situations and what has happened, and then come to a group where there are people who can support you and they have understanding of situations when you've been in the hospital. And I would find a good therapist who would be connected with people that you could be with, because when you are not well, it's very hard and you need help and friends in your life to get yourself back again. And I do suggest you find someone and interview them, someone that you love or feel connected to, who can help you get back on your feet. You understand?
Sort of. I understand the support part and everything.
Yes.
I'm just not sure how to go forward with the medical part of it. I'm doing research on different doctors in the field that I need. I'm really afraid because of things that happened to me in the hospital. And it's not the first time medical professionals have been negligent with me. And I want to go forward. There's just so many things I have planned, and I have a big move coming up. By the end of April, I'll be moved to another town and starting my life over.
That sounds very good to me.
That
you start your life over. That's good.
Mm-hmm.
And if you are moving, then before you go there, you need to have a support system, like a therapist or someone who knows the people in town, and maybe join a group, because there are other people who've had different problems, And this way you can start over and make sure that the people you contact, you feel very good with and you feel, you know, supported and that you feel safe, because that's very important.
Yes.
Or you just need to interview them and then you will know. I think you're doing the right thing to start over again, because it's hard when you've been ill and things have happened. Now you need a new group of therapists and friends and a group that you can join who also can support and help you.
Yes. Okay.
I think it would really work, and I'm sending love and light to you. You know, we
Thank
come
you.
From a very different dimension, and so every person that we speak to, we send great love and light to your heart and soul, and we love you very much, and so does the divine. So my suggestion is your move is good, and find a group that you feel really is good and you trust. Okay, dear one?
Okay. All right.
With love and light to you, dear one. Love and light.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Teresa. We ask the listeners to please send a prayer for Teresa. And yes, very much so. Let's squeeze in one more call here before we have to wrap up here. Let's go to Bonnie in Virginia. Welcome, Bonnie.
Hi, Michael.
Hello.
Hi, Oceana.
Hi. We're very glad to hear you.
Oh, I'm
How
glad
are
you?
You
took... I'm doing okay. I'm glad you took my call today. I really appreciate it. I have a little bit of a complicated situation that I hope you can help me solve with some divine light, perhaps. I have a young man who lives here with me. He's 38. He's not my boyfriend, not my lover, not my husband, not a relative. Sometimes I really think he's not my friend either. I took him in a number of years ago. He lived here for 5 years, and then I kicked him out because I really thought he was not being very pleasant. And then he came back a little while later, stayed for a couple more weeks. I kicked him out again. And then a year and a half has gone by. In December, he was homeless, so I took him back in. I do think he has a number of issues, including grief and maybe Asperger's syndrome and, you know, a lot of... you know, substance abuse issues, mostly alcohol. But my question for you is, and really he's driving me crazy, and it's better for me if he wouldn't be in my house. But my question for you is, I have a soft spot for him in the fact that I keep trying to, you know, pull him up a little bit, just pull him up a little bit so he can have a better life. And it sort of looked like he was going in that direction after he left for a year and a half. But my question to you is there a way to help shift him somehow, his energy, so that he can go on and get on his feet? And, you know, I don't want to enable him, but I don't want to throw him out in the street either, because he'll be homeless. So what do you suggest? Is there a metaphysical way to kind of shift that?
My suggestion is that, first of all, you meditate, you send love and light to his soul, and that
okay.
you find and you tell him that you just like what you told us, and then find someone that he can spend time with, a therapist, and because that's not your job, and your job is to create your life and have a beautiful life, and his job is to create his life, and suggest that he goes to a therapist, and because this way he's got people who can help him. And I suggest that you send that information to him and ask that he does that, okay? So, because it's not really what you come here to do. And so
no.
he needs to go to the right people.
I agree with all of that. He's just so not normal, you know. So he wouldn't do those things. But that's what a normal person would do. But that he won't do those things. But
well,
yes,
you,
I will.
You have to take care of yourself, dear one, and then you create your life, and he needs help, and you're not a therapist. And so my suggestion is that you really give him people to go to and move on in your life so that you can have a a more balanced life as well, and both of you can find your way.
Do you think that it was him being here, his energy is blocking things that I have in the works? Do you think that? Do you feel
I don't
it?
Know that. I don't know that. Oh. That's up to you. But I know
okay.
that you need to take responsibility for your life first, and he needs to go find the right kind of people for him. That's what I know.
Okay,
dear
thank
one.
You. Thank you so much, Oceana. I really appreciate your kindness and your light.
And we love you. We love all the people. It's a growing event when you're on the earth. Each of you will raise your vibration. The more you meditate, the more you share, and the more you are around people who are balanced. Okay, dear one, we send love to you.
Thank you. You too.
All right. Okay, bye, dear one.
Okay, bye-bye. All right.
Bye-bye.
Let's see here. Let's see if we take in one more call. I know we have a little extended time we could go here. Let's go one more call. 708, welcome to the program. Can we get your first name or where you're calling from?
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
Hi, this is Nicole.
Hello, Nicole. This is Oceana. How are you tonight?
I'm fine.
How can we help you, dear one?
I was just calling to see when do you see new love coming for me?
Say that again.
When do you see new love, new relationship coming for me?
Oh, when do you see new love coming to you? One
yeah.
of the things that I see is that it's very important for you to find a meditation teacher and a group where you meditate and work with a group of people, because your soul is wanting to open your heart. And so I do see that once you get yourself on the path of a group of people that you like and are more balanced with meditation and enjoying life, you will meet the right person.
Okay.
But you find a good group is what I'm saying, that meditate and, you know, enjoy life and are raising their vibration with love and light for themselves and other people. I see you like that, and you can do that. And I think if you find a good group of people, of meditators, you'll be very successful with that.
Okay. Okay, that
that's my suggestion.
Awesome.
Yeah,
all
I
right.
think it's great. Go for it, dear one.
All right. All right. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Okay, thanks for it. Yeah. Okay, that was great. Oceana, yeah, uh-huh.
I'm here.
Okay, great. Okay, well, that's going to wrap it up for tonight. A lot of people calling in, a lot of listeners, so that is great. The show continues to grow, and that's awesome. So I know next week we'll be on for a full hour show, so looking forward to that very much, Oceana. And yes.
We like that, Michael. You know, there's so much people who need a little bit of help, you know, in their life. Because, you know, once you're out of school, once you're doing that in your family, you don't really have a person in your life to just be with. And so your show is very special, and it's helping many people. I'm very honored to be on it.
Well, thank you. Thank you for that. We're very happy and honored to have you on the show as well. You're very special to come on here and to spend your time here with us on Earth. So we may learn and grow and all that we're trying to do. So thank you and Alma Tom and the whole crew. So we'll see you next week. Thank you so much.
Wonderful. Thank you, Michael. Have a beautiful evening.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye. Okay, that is Oceana. And again, all of Oceana's contact information is listed on the show page. And remember that Oceana, Amitam, they do private sessions, you know, during the week. So you can contact them and get your own private session. And they do record your session and mail it to you. So that is great to have. Contact information, again, is all listed here on the show page. We're going to wrap up here for the night, and I'll be back tomorrow We'll be starting, I believe, right around 5 p.m. Eastern time tomorrow. It's either 5 or 5:30. And we got shows throughout the night, including Chuck Bergman, the Psychic Cop, at 9 o'clock. Joshua Darnell at 8, my good friend, and a lot of great shows. So we'll see you tomorrow here on Journey in the Light. Thanks for listening, everybody. Much love. Have a great evening. And don't forget our homeless project. Our link is on the top of the page. We had a lot of great people that souls that we contacted over the weekend. Me and my wife, we came with across so many great people. I'm going to be talking about this quite a bit on the LA show coming up Tuesday. But we one of the gentlemen that I posted a picture of today. And we came across to, he was blind. He's legally blind. And when we handed him a gift, our gift from the homeless project, he put the money up to his eyes, just as close as you could, just to read what it was. But behind him, you also can see in the picture, were his two companions, his two dogs, and his basically home, which was sadly a shopping cart. And I don't need to say more than that to say, do we support the homeless or not? Some say they're drunks, they're bums. I would never, ever say anything like that. These are dear souls all across, and we didn't come across one single person who was at all not kind and loving and caring. And these are just people that are just somehow, things went awry in their life and they're needing help. And it's really an experience when, because each soul, and I believe many are angels, all testing us, how much do we care, how much will we show our love, are all a separate group. And it's... we got to show the love. We got to show the love more than we're doing. And so we're going to be talking about that this week as well. So I'm going to wrap it up here at this stage and send you much love from here at the Journey in Light Radio. And we'll see you tomorrow. Thanks, Bonnie, for all your help. And good night, everybody.